Does it finish the cinnamon?
No, we don't finish the cinnamon.
No. Okay.
Okay. Sif A. Cinnamon ion base, Sif A. Mitzvah kol adam she'af pi sheyesh lo kama mesharsim. It's a mitzvah on every person, even though he has many helpers. Mikom makom yaseh gam hu ba'atzma yeh zedor lichvod Shabbos kedei lechavli. He himself also has to do something with lichvod Shabbos. In the Mesina ba'amirayim, Rav Chista ha'yi mechatek as a yorok tak tak. Rav Chista used to cut up the vegetables. Rav Yosef ha'yi mevaken etzim. Rav Yosef would break, they would cut the wood. Rav Zera ha'yi mechatek as a eish. Rav Zera would light the fire. Rav Nachman ha'yi mesaken as a bayis. Ranach would fix the house, umachnis, meaning he would sweep. Umachnis kelim at sweeping the Shabbos, and he'd bring in kelim that were necessary. Shabbos umafan neklei hachol. He'd remove the weekday kelim umehem yomed kaladam. We have to learn from all these amiraim. Right? V'lo yomer lo efka bichvaydi. I'm not gonna. It's not. It's below my dignity. Kizek kvaydi shu mechabed es haShabbos. That is your covered. That you have the ability to be mechabed Shabbos. Then that is a covered for you. Vav haminig b'chol Yisrael lefes b'batem l'chamim l'kavod Shabbos. The minig in the whole Klal Yisrael is to bake challah l'kavod Shabbos. Let me buy a meichlin b'me'achol paspalter akum. It goes without saying that if during the week you eat non-Jewish bread, sheyesh Yisrael lechol b'yom Shabbos kodesh pas Yisrael, that you should be careful with pas Yisrael. Ela afilu b'chol eichol paspalter Yisrael. Even if during the week you ate paspalter Yisrael mikol makom l'chavod Shabbos yoifu b'beiser k'deshi t'kayim ha'isha mitzvah safroshas challah. Still, meaning even though you buy baked bread, meaning bread from a bakery, you should bake your own bread for Afrosha's challah so that you can get that mitzvah. Okay, Adam Rishon never better of Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created of Shabbos, and he was the challah of the world, which I don't clearly understand what that means. Va'isha and the woman with the chet of the Eitz Hadas made it get lost. He, she needs to fix it. So that's why they have the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos. Why isn't Shalosh Lachamim supposed to make three Lachamim? Whenever would anybody be makbid on this? Gadol, Obeinani, Vekata. Abeinim, the in-between is for the Sudas HaLayla. Gadol, Sudas HaYom. And the big one is for the during the day. Laharis, Kikvoid, HaYom, Adif. Because the day meal is more important. It's better. Vekata, Lesuda, Shlishis. And the small ones for Sudas Shlishis. So it's an interesting thing because a lot of people, what they do is they buy bakery challah, but they cook all the foods themselves. When really it should be the opposite. You should bake better to buy takeout food and bake your own challah than the opposite. So it doesn't. I don't know. It's interesting how that came down. Zayin yochin basar v'dagim yafim umatamim v'yayin meshubah kfi yachalti. So you should prepare fish. Meat, fish, other tasty dishes, and good wine. It's a mitzvah. This is more alts Kabbalah to eat fish at all three meals on Shabbos. But if it bothers you, if it damages you, you don't like it. Don't eat it because Shabbos is there for oinik. It's not to cause you pain. But Yashkes is a sock and chizel gamkin according to Shabbos. You should also sharpen the knife. That's covered Shabbos. V'yisakan esabayis, sweep the house. V'yatziyas amitas, make the beds. V'yifris ma'apa la'shulchan, and you should spread a tablecloth on the table. Say prusa kol yom Shabbos. You should have tablecloths on the table the entire Shabbos. V'yish medakdin lifres shtei ma'apas, and some people are medakdin to put two tablecloths because if you have to remove one because it got dirty or for crumbs, the tablecloth will still be covered. That's also pikabola. And you should be very happy when Shabbos comes along. If somebody choshev would come to your house, how you'd fix the house for him. For sure, for the queen, the Shabbos queen. Some places they make barekas or stuffed foods. Because the man was like was wrapped in a box. Tal lamata v'tal lamala, dew on the bottom, dew on the top. Yeshlutam be'erev Shabbos as a tavshilin shenasa v'Shabbos, and you should taste on erev Shabbos the tavshilin shenasa v'Shabbos, not because you're supposed to have a party, but because you're supposed to know whether the food for Shabbos is good, so you can change it around. Says, Afilo Oni should be solely Zdarazi Samus Lanagas Shabbos. Even somebody who's poor should have Oinik Shabbos. He'd something Bechol Shavuot Kedesh Yele Mois Lechoed Shabbos. And he should be cheap during the week so that he has money for covered Shabbos. The main Le Mois Yilva Afilo Amashkanis Lutzarka Shabbos. What he should do is borrow, even on a Mashkan, meaning if you have to give something valuable up as a collateral, you have to do that. And don't be scared to do that. Balzamer Rabbi Sein Ozal, Banai, Lovu Alive, Ani Pareya. Borrow on my cheshbon, I'll pay it back. So we all think we're all big, big shots to borrow. Like, yeah, we spent for Shabbos, spent for Shabbos. Bottom line is, if we had no money left, we'd be taka, pawn some food, pawn some of our valuables to get some money, and with the confidence that Hashem is going to pay us back. I'm not so sure. I hope never to have that nisayon. It's one thing to put on a credit card if you don't have the money. It's another thing to actually to borrow. All a person's food is decided in Rosh Hashanah. Chutz, because if you add on to your expenses of Shabbos Yom Tov, it gets added on to your calculations. But let's say you're really, really poor. Bottom line is, it's still better than taking. Don't rather to make your Shabbos weekday and don't come on to handouts. Even if you're the poorest of the poor, you should at least try and get some small fish and anything similar to that. Misha Shalcha Dover Lakhli Bashabas. If somebody sends you something to eat on Shabbos, Yeshua Lakhli Bashabas, Ulayla Shira, eat it on Shabbos, don't leave it over for the week. All right. Okay, and Tess, Ain Lasis Melacha Bederech Keva, Bere of Shabbos, and Minchli Katana Lamal. It's a common question people ask. You're not supposed to do Melacha with, meaning something that's going to be distracting on Erev Shabbos from Minchli Katana Ulamala. So that's 9.5 hours into the day. Al Bederech Arai Mutter, but Bederech Arai, which it usually is Mutter. Like, people want to know if they could sign on contracts, if they could send emails, et cetera, et cetera. That's for sure okay. Well, it's Erev Shabbos, Gamacha Kach Mutter. And if it's Erev Shabbos, then even after 9.5 hours into the day, it's Mutter. But to sew clothing for your friend Bishar is aser. Well, let's say you're an ani and you need to make some money in order to buy food for Shabbos. You could do it all day, just like on Chol HaMoed. Somebody who's poor is allowed to do work. The saper, as you saw, mutter kol hayom, to give haircuts to a yid is mutter all day. Afilu masa uman, even if it's professional haircut. Afilu bishar, even if you're going to get paid. Because a haircut is recognizable right now that it's done for Shabbos. So even though it's Melacha, it's recognizable for Shabbos. And it's a big issue this coming Friday if haircuts are mutter, not mutter. Bottom line is they are mutter, but it is better to take a haircut, I would think, Thursday night this year with Purim on Erev Shabbos or even on Tainas Esther. All stores should be closed an hour before Shabbos. Fine. That we already discussed a couple of simonim ago. Yud, Mitesha Ismanis Ulamala, from 9.5 hours into the day, Mitzvah Limnoyim Elikvaya Suda. It's a mitzvah, and this is Mamish Negeya to this Friday, to stop yourself from eating a meal, like a set meal, like sitting down with bread. Afilamashu Ragabachol, even if you do that at, let's say, 4 o'clock during the week, you eat supper. So don't do that. On Erev Shabbos, the Suda Shein Ragabachol, and that's a meal that you normally have during the week. You still shouldn't do it, but a meal that you don't have during the week, Afilu Suda's Mitzvah, meaning a large Suda, even if it's a Suda's Mitzvah, if you can make the Suda's Mitzvah on another day, like a Bar Mitzvah, etc., then also Erev Shabbos Kol Hayom, it's also to make that Suda the entire day, even in the morning. Afilu Babayka. Suda's mitzvah is mana kavua ayam, but if it's a Suda's mitzvah that fell out on that day, going mila pidgin aben ukadima like Purim, then it is mutter. Right, this is this week. You should. It's better to make the meal in the morning. Right, the lo yar baba, and don't eat as much as you normally would. Because you can, hence Naftali, one row of chocolate. Because you can, shaloy lecha lachila gasa. And Avada, you should not eat an achila gasa, kedesh yarku suda Shabbos l'teyavan, that you should eat the suda Shabbos l'teyavan. So it's just important for this week to understand that for Purim, it's more important, the Hilchos Shabbos part is mistama more chashuv than the Purim part. especially when you could eat the Purim Seuda in the morning and don't overdo it. So that would be the proper thing to do. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
So you eat the Purim
B'matzliach.
Seuda. I think you
Yaakov, the
eat the
Purim
Purim Seuda after
Seuda
Chatzos. counts as like Shabbos Seuda, where it doesn't come out of the Cheshbon or no?
I would think so. It's a Yom Tov, a Yom Tov Derabanan, I would think so. I don't have any proof to that, but I would think so. What are you saying, David?
I thought you had to eat the end of Suda like later. Like I'm saying,
No,
Purim,
for
Purim
this, no,
Suda.
this Friday you should be eating earlier.
No. But I'm saying, but like after, it's the earliest time to daven mincha is what 1:30.
No, you could eat it before. You could even eat it for breakfast.
Really, so you could start that early, like in the like after Shacharis, you could sit down every Purim.
100%. That's probably the best halachically to do. 100%. The reason why during the regular year they eat the Suda late is because there's somehow it came to minhag. Since it's also Tesvav is for walled cities, so you stretch your Suda into Tesvav. But that's not really. There's no real source for that halachically. So earlier is definitely better. Yeah.
There's a note here. You said v'chayecholasei
Oh.
shalaylam is compared to
Yeah.
challah. So just as this is a note, just as when dough is kneaded, a portion of it is removed from the rest and elevated to the status of challah, so too man was elevated to serve Hashem in a manner no other being is capable of doing. Rashi, Shabbos,
No, I'm saying,
Lamed
but what does it have to
Beis.
do with challah?
Challah is elevated, so an Adam was elevated above everything else. You take a
So I'm
portion of the
saying, so it
challah.
sounds like the same thing as hektish according to that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Says Rashi, Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph,
I
on
hear, yeah,
Shabbos.
I hear. All right, fine. Appreciate it. All right. Zagazunt, everybody. Have a good night.
Have a good
Oh,
night.
tomorrow night. Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow night. We're definitely not having.